You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. It's Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. Okay, hi everyone. How are we feeling? It's 2019. Are we feeling good? I'm excited. This is the first episode of the new year. In this first episode, I'm speaking to Deja, who is a professional dancer. She's with the Ailey School, and I am obsessed with dancers, their bodies, the way they move, their posture, their flexibility, the grace that they carry. I always do dancer workouts because I want to have a dancer's body. I love how supple their muscles are, right? It's like not about building bulky muscles, but being long and toned. And my current favorite workout, Physique 57, it's like a ballet bar class. So some of it's mat work on the floor, core exercises, but then half of the class is at a traditional ballet bar. I'm obsessed with it. They do have classes online if you're not in a city that has Physique 57, but it's just like these little tiny movements that target your muscles that you pretty much didn't even know were there. So muscles in your glutes, muscles in your calves, so much core work. And you do so many reps until that muscle group is fully exhausted, and then you move on to the next set. And I've just been loving it lately. I've gone pretty much, I don't want to say every day, five times a week, definitely, for the past month. And even when I was traveling, I was in Tulum for holiday, I still did my full Physique 57 workout, and I've seen really amazing results. I am not being paid for this, obviously. I would tell you guys if I was, but I lost an inch and a half off of my waist from just 5 weeks of doing this workout, which is really incredible. And beyond the physical results, I actually just feel so much stronger. I can feel how my joints are more supported, like my hips and my knees, and when I go upstairs. And it's funny because I've been taking morning classes, so I have no excuse to not do my workout. I find that when I take classes in the evening, something happens, something comes up, I have a headache, something. Anyway, I just go first thing in the morning. I'm not even a morning person. But the other day I woke up before my alarm actually craving going to do my workout, which is so rare for me. So I really hope I can hold on to this feeling for as long as possible. The other thing that I did that was really fun, I did this on Saturday. I went to Chelsea Piers, which is like a huge, huge gym. And I just did like a full freestyle improv session. I just told myself, okay, you have nothing to do today. It's Saturday. Just go in and have fun. I played with ropes. I played with bars. I played with medicine balls, those kettlebells. I was just pretty much doing everything in every station at the gym, taking little breaks, doing push-ups, jumping jacks. They had a full track. I just started sprinting around the track. I don't know what got into me, but I had the best, best time. I think that if you go into the gym prepared to have fun and sweat, it's a lot less boring than my previous gym experiences. I think I usually dread it, and I just do a few minutes on the elliptical and maybe some weights and then leave. But I just went in with a whole new mindset, and it was so much better. The other thing that's key for me, really aggressive hip hop. I need it every single time I'm in the gym. Like I need my Cardi B, Sheck West, whoever I'm listening to at the moment. I just need that energy. It was really fun. A switch just went off. Something just changed inside of me. And now I'm obsessed with working out all the time. If I can get my eating right in 2019, watch out. Like it would be too good to be true. Okay. Enough about me. My guest, Deja. She is actually the youngest guest I've ever had on Naked Beauty. She, of course, is a dancer. Deja is 19, which is crazy because I fully remember 2000. I fully remember all the conversations about the new millennium and Y2K, and she's 19. So that was an interesting moment for me to realize that I hadn't had anyone that young on the show before. I don't really talk to teenagers in my everyday life. My younger brother isn't that much younger than me. That being said, I doubt most 19-year-olds are quite as poised as Deja is, but nonetheless, very, very interesting conversation hearing about her life as a dancer. And she came with her best friend, Lindsay, who also lives in the dorms with her and is also at the Ailey School to become a, you know, professional dancer. And it was just so, so beautiful to see them together. They're just really supportive of each other, clearly so close, have so much fun together. Just these two young, beautiful women of color, so talented here in New York to pursue a dream. Definitely, definitely stay tuned for the last 10 minutes of the podcast where I get Lindsay on mic too. And I ask them some questions about just like the dating scene, what it's like to be a young dancer in New York, those beautiful men in tights, what their whole story is. Are they straight? Are they dateable? What exactly is the deal there? I had so much fun talking to these girls, learning more about them. And I had this moment of reckoning, seeing these two young women who are here in New York to pursue their dream and their passion and something they've dedicated their entire life to. And they've put in the work. I mean, quite literally, physically, they've given their bodies to do this because it's what they believe in. And something is telling them that this is what I'm meant to do and this is why I'm here. And I was walking home tonight before I recorded this, and the subway stop where I get off, you can see the Empire State Building. And I just had this moment of recognizing how important it is not to be jaded. And I grew up here in New York, so I think I don't always recognize what a special place it is. But I just kind of looked around and thought about how many people are here to just live out their dream and pursue a passion, and they've left their families and they've sacrificed everything to be here. And it made me feel really inspired and emotional. And it's really nice to be mindful of the fact that we are all pushing ourselves towards something. We all have a dream or a goal or something that we are moving towards. And that's kind of what makes us all the same. So I don't know, just a thought, but I wanted to share that with you guys. And let's get into the interview. As you guys know, Naked Beauty Planet on Instagram. It's not Naked Beauty Podcast because the Instagram page is more than about the podcast. It's a whole world. We all talk all the time. Beauty inspiration, natural beauty recipes. You guys have coached me through my SNS dipping powder manicure. Thank you for that. And I'm at Brooke Devard on Instagram if you want to follow me there. And yes, thank you for everything. Thank you for the support. Thank you for subscribing to the show, for leaving comments. I'm really proud of this past year of content and conversation from Naked Beauty. I'm really grateful to all of you, and I'm just excited for the year ahead. So with extreme, extreme gratitude, I really want to thank you all. And without further ado, let's get into the episode. And who I fire, I get what I desire, is my
empire. The Run for Revogue is where you'll meet all the most exciting people in fashion and culture.
I am Fran Lebowitz. Who should be the mayor of New York?
We all support that. We support that.
Very nice.
Nikki.
Yes.
It's been really great being in this beautiful pink room.
All right, Usher, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
All right.
Can you hear me?
We can.
We can.
All right, here we are.
On the podcast, you'll learn how Vogue really works.
Sometimes we'll come in for a second or even third run through until we are AWOK.
Can you tell us what AWOK means?
It means AWOK, Anna Wintour OK.
I'm Cho Minardi.
And I'm Chloe Mel.
And we're the hosts of The Run Through with Vogue, where fashion and culture collide.
Join us. It's AWOK.
Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment,
I'm joined by Deja Poole today.
Hi.
I'm very excited to have you on. Have you ever done a podcast before?
No, it's my first time.
It's your first time. But you've done press because I've read interviews that you've done.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Ooh, so I'm getting your first like audio exclusive.
I'm a little nervous.
No. Oh my gosh. Don't be nervous at all. This is actually interesting for me because you're one of my few interviews that's been like a totally cold outreach. Like I just saw your Instagram profile and I was like, who is this girl? She's so amazing. All of these pictures are incredible. She's in these point shoes. She's doing these amazing dance moves. I just like need to know more. And then I reached out and you were like up for being on the show, which is really exciting.
Yes.
So you are a dancer.
Yes.
Okay. And you were at Alvin Ailey.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like very, you're a baby. I know you're young.
I'm 19 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Still new. Yeah.
And you've been dancing since you were
2 years old.
Oh,
so for a very long time, nonstop.
God.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. I love this so much. I started training in Chicago.
Okay.
And my mom put me in a small like home studio.
Okay.
And then I remember at the age of 8, she was like, "Do you still want to go back?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
I was like, this is what I want to do.
Life.
I was like, this is my dream. So she put me in a performing arts grammar school.
Okay.
So I took drama, dance,
you were
music.
A theater kid. Okay.
Not really. It's
not
just they
theater.
Had everything.
Arts
yeah,
person.
Like the
yeah.
arts. Yeah, yeah, they had it all. And then I went into a dance studio at the same time. So I would go after school. And then I was like, high school, I want to go to performing arts high school.
Okay.
And I was like, I got to go to Ailey, I got to go to New York.
Yes, so. Yes. I, like, in my head think I'm a dancer. I know I'm not a dancer. Like,
no.
I know I have no skills, but, like, I take ballet bar classes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I take, like, the ballet classes where they play the live piano.
Yes.
And, like, you wear leotards. Love that.
Yes.
Makes me feel like a dancer, even
right.
though I'm not. I did Alvin Ailey when I was really little.
Really? Oh, my gosh. So, like, the junior division, like,
yes.
I wish.
Yes. I took lots of those classes, and I've just always loved Alvin Ailey. How did you get exposed to Alvin Ailey?
Well, the first studio that I started working with, the teacher used to take all of us to the shows.
Aww.
And also it's an African-American company, and the school that I started off with was an African-American dance school.
What school
I remember,
was that?
Footworks Dance Center.
Okay.
And then by third grade, I remember my dance teacher having a picture of Alvin Ailey and his like bio.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, that is so amazing.
Yes.
So my mom took me at 9 to go see them perform. And I saw Cry and Wade in the Water. And I was crying. I was like,
oh my gosh.
Mom, please like take me here. I want to go.
Yes.
And then sophomore year, I found out that they had a training program and they were also linked to Fordham University.
Okay.
So I was like, Ma, I don't think I want to go to school. Can I please move out here and train there? This is my dream.
Yes.
And it took a lot out of her because she was like, I really want you to get an education or like, you know, get my BFA and dance at least. But she was like, you know, you're hungry for this. You're ready.
Yes.
So she let me come out here and do
this. And
it
sounds like from a young age, you just knew that this is what you were meant to do.
Yes. Yeah. I was so hungry for it. I'm like, this is where I see myself at. Like, I fit in. I fit in here.
Because the ballet world or just dance in general, it's very white.
Very, very,
very white. Even like when you think about the pink ballet shoes that are supposed to be nude and the stockings that are supposed to be nude.
Yes.
And even the way ballet dancers' hair is supposed to be, it's all very, very, very European.
Yes. And it's hard because you get looked differently. You might not get a spot, you know, and you're in a room as like the minority, you know, and it's hard. It's hard. And my second studio is called Chicago Multicultural Dance Center, and it was a lot of us African-American students. So he pushed on wearing flesh tone tights, flesh tone ballet shoes, you know, hair still needed to be slicked back in a bun, but it didn't matter if you had twists, natural hair.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just didn't matter.
Yeah.
And I love that. I'm happy that I got to experience that because I have been in that space of just being the only African-American girl in the room. And my body is different. So they're like, you need to lose weight or you need to look this way because this is not the look of a ballerina. And that's not fair, you know?
And it's also crazy because, one, you're tiny.
Yes.
But two, like, you have to have strength as a ballet dancer.
Yes.
Like, you have to have strength as a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I mean, eating disorders are probably prevalent in all types of dance companies, white, black, Asian, Latina, right?
Because you're trying to fit in.
Right, because you're trying to fit in. Do you still feel pressure for your body to be a certain way?
Yes, okay. I still do yeah. to this day. I honestly feel like I have grown mm-hmm. to accept myself and like my body, because it's hard when you're around people that's like pushing you, mm-hmm. like pulling you down in a way. And they're like, you need to look this way or yeah. you're not going to get this yeah. spot. And it's hard. And I actually, my mom told me a week ago, she's like, you have to accept yourself in order for them to accept you, you wow. know? And that hit me and I was like, you're right. Cause I'm like, I do feel like I'm accepting myself. She's like, no, you're not all the way there yet. Yes, I need yes. you to be like 105%.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then they can look and back off in a way, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm breaking that barrier and I'm inspiring young girls and like other dancers that's out there. Like, you can do it. It doesn't matter the size. You don't have to fit that mold. Right. I could still dance. I could still, like, you know, do exactly what right. a much smaller girl can
yes.
do.
Yes.
That shouldn't define. You can't define me over my body, you
right.
know?
Right, right. Your mom sounds pretty amazing. What's her background?
She's a nurse.
Okay.
She says that she danced a little bit, like, okay. in the house and yeah. everything.
She like, was she's like, a you dancer got it like from me. In spirit.
Yes.
In spirit.
Yes. Yeah. But she's such a dance mom, but a really good one. She's so supportive and sacrificed everything for wow. me to be out here.
Does she like amazing. Cry when she sees you perform?
Yes. Aww. Yes, all the time. She came out here actually last week and observed my classes at Ailey. So she got to see me in class and like meet my friends and everything. And she was just like, wow. Like, I go to her all the time when I'm going through something and I'm just like, Ma, I don't know what to do. I'm feeling this way. Like, I feel like I'm like just breaking down. I don't know what's next. And she's always pushing me and encouraging me. And it's just like, you can do this. Like, I see mm-hmm. that you want this. And in the future, like, it's coming. It's coming.
Yes. That's great. Cause I feel like, especially for creative pursuits, a lot of times parents are like, go with the safe bet, like mm-hmm. nursing, mm-hmm. be a lawyer,
right.
or like get a corporate job.
Exactly.
To go and be a dancer is like probably one of the top riskiest professions you can have, maybe
yes.
more so than acting,
yeah.
more so than being like a visual artist even. It's like
right.
maybe the top, top.
It's top, yeah. I just remember even like freshman year and I was telling everybody that like I wanted to come out here and I wanted to be a dancer as a career, and everyone was just like, you want to be a dancer, how are you going to make money? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, that's not a job. And my mom would be like, don't listen to them.
Yeah.
This is what you want to do.
Good
You're going to do it. And they're going to look at you on the
yes.
big, like, screen, everything, and be like, wow, I know her,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
And me and my brother is actually a visual artist as
oh,
well.
Cool.
So
okay.
we're the only two artists in the family.
Okay.
So my mom is just like, you know, I made it happen.
That's awesome. That's
yeah.
awesome. To your point about representation and seeing people like you, what impact did seeing Misty Copeland have for you?
That was like an eye-opener.
Like, how old were you when she kind of came on your radar?
I actually did a project on her in grammar school, and I want to say 6th or 7th
oh my gosh.
Grade.
I think so, yeah.
yeah. And when I found out about her, me and my mom were just like, there's an African-American, like, ballerina.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
she's out here. She's curvy. And
yes.
they're actually accepting her.
Yes.
So really, when I saw her, I knew that was it. I was like,
yes.
okay, I can do this. If she can do it, I can do it. And I feel like she broke that, like, that wave for all of us
yes.
brown girls.
Yes.
That we can do this. It doesn't matter about our body mm-hmm. or anything. Because I look at her and I'm just so inspired
She's
by
amazing.
Her. She's amazing.
Have you had a chance to see her?
Yes. I actually met her freshman year in high school. She had her book signing in Chicago.
Okay.
And I read her book and I went to it and I was like, you are amazing. I look up to you so much. Yeah. I was like crying, everything.
Was she really
She's
nice?
So nice. She's so sweet. And I've seen her perform too. It's crazy how beautiful she moves. Her lines and everything. She's
her
amazing.
Legs are
yes.
just
It's just
insane.
Effortless. Effortless. Everything she does. Yes.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's incredible.
Yes.
Well, I always feel like dancers move gracefully even when they're not on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it has to do with posture.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like forever trying to like improve my posture. Do you think it's something that's just drilled into you as a dancer? Like, what did they say? Like the string
mm-hmm.
on top of like pulling
yes.
your head. What is like the exact, I feel like there's like something that they always say.
They're just always like, you want to present yourself like you're on stage. So like you don't ever want to be like this because you're on stage and like the people in the balcony can't see you. Like
so
you
it's
just
like
want to
shoulders back.
Yeah, shoulders back and look tall. Like you have your pearls on, you know. And the crazy thing is that when I saw Ailey yesterday and me and my friends were talking about that was their posture, like their arms, like everything was so fluid and beautiful. It was like they weren't even trying.
Yes.
It was just beautiful. They were gracing the stage. And I love that just seeing ballerinas as well. It's just any style of dancing, you know, because we're trained to move. We're supposed to look like we're not trying in a way,
that
you know? Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys can look and be like, whoa, what? Like, you know, you think
that's
that we're doing
point.
Hard steps
that's
and
a
it's
great
hard,
point.
But
you don't see the work.
You don't see the work.
Yes.
You never want to show that.
Yes. And there's like a fluidity.
Yes. Yes.
That great dancers have.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like so much of that can transfer to just regular women, just like in everyday life, like kind how do you like bring that grace into your everyday?
Yeah. I know for me when I take my Dejon Point pictures, like
oh my gosh, wait, let's do a special shout out to your Instagram. Can you give like the full spelling so everyone can find it?
Okay, it's Deja DEJAH on point POINTE.
Yes.
Yes.
It's incredible.
I love
your Instagram.
Thank you. I just know for that, my best friend started this for me, my whole branding of that. And every time I'm taking pictures, he's like, more chest. Like, I need you to look long and like your arms, expand your arms out and everything. And it's great for that or like.
And he gets low and he gets the angles.
Gets
Find
low.
You a friend. Like
he gets
the angles.
Yes,
yeah.
He gets the angles. Yeah. He is amazing.
Yeah.
He puts like the styling together for me sometimes.
Oh.
And like he. He gets it together.
That's awesome.
In the posing, so it's good. And he's not even a dancer, but he used to dance. So it's like, he knows what's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And what about flexibility? So one of the things I'm trying to do is increase my range of motion.
Mm-hmm.
I should show you my split. Actually, I shouldn't. It's like, it's pathetic.
No.
I cannot, I try, I stretch at night.
Okay.
I stretch
That's
while I'm
good.
Reading
mm-hmm.
to like try to improve my flexibility, but like I don't think I'm ever going to be at full split. Like, do you think it's possible for everyone?
It is possible. My mentor, he always says to think just getting like oils, and you know, if you put oils on, then stretch, then lay down. Like, don't do anything else after that because it loosens. It loosens.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What kind of oils?
You could do like muscle relief, muscle strength. Like, you get any type of oil. Any oil, and you can use that, yeah.
Does it have to be, like, warm-ish where you are to stretch? Like, does that help?
Yeah, it does. You don't want to be cold because then you can, like, injure yourself and stuff like that, so it is best.
Okay.
But if you are stretching every night, it will.
Really?
It will happen, yes. Yeah.
So I feel like for dance also, people see the glamour and, like, the gracefulness of it all, and it's like, oh, I'm a dancer. But there's so much hard work and, like, grit that goes into being a dancer.
Yes, and it's a discipline.
The non-glamorous parts.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think people don't fully see when they see just, like, the facade, the stage, the moment?
Because they don't see what's in the studio. Like, that whole process to get on stage, the rehearsals are so much.
How much do you rehearse?
Like 3 times a week for at least like 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Or sometimes, like, I've recently been rehearsing every day till 10 p.m. every day.
Starting when?
From 8:30, I have classes till 2:50. And then after that, it starts rehearsals till 10.
So from 3 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night every single day?
Every day.
And so what are you doing? Cardio, strength, like...
In the rehearsal process?
Yeah.
No, just learning the steps.
Just learning. And
learning
in that
step,
is cardio and strength and everything else.
Basically, yes.
Wow.
It's a lot because some choreographers, they want to see that artistry already as if you're on stage.
Wow.
So you have to adapt to that and be ready and still know the step because they're either changing the step 100 times or you have to learn something new the next day and you probably don't know the step that well from the rehearsal the other day. So it's hard. It's a lot. And also just to keep like your head in it still.
Yes,
and it's
I'm
been
sure.
hard mentally.
Yeah.
And like I've had that talk with like my friends, my mom, and I'm like, how do I keep pushing? Like, sometimes you have to go to the corner and just go like, I got this.
I got this.
I got this. Yes. Like, I can do this. I'm not tired. I'm not going to fall into this.
Yes.
So I can keep pushing. Because when you see us on stage, you're like, oh my God, that was amazing. Yeah. Like, how? It's like, it was
so
a long
much has
process.
Gone into this. Yeah. You're like, I've been
so
doing
much.
This since I was three.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it honestly, I don't think it gets better. It stays the same because that's the process, you know, and that's what makes you stronger. I love that process because then you can see the growth, you know. You want to start in the studio. Mm-hmm. You want to put all of that like pressure and all that stuff on us, you know. I mean, that's what makes us look so beautiful on stage,
yeah.
You know. It's the... That workshop process.
Totally. You know? And I think there's so much value in enjoying the struggle and journey to mm-hmm. something.
Yeah.
Right? Like there never really is a finish line in anything.
No.
So you have to enjoy mm-hmm. getting there and
yes.
like you have to enjoy the work.
Yeah, you see the growth. Like mm-hmm. I've honestly seen the growth in myself and rehearsals that I'm in. I'm just like, wow, I remember from that first day.
Yeah.
And it was difficult for me to learn
yes.
the step or
yep.
to bring my artistry right away.
Because mm-hmm.
I have that thing, like, when I get on stage, I, like, click.
Yes.
So it's like you got to start in the studio so that it gets better and you're not, like, looking for that when you're on stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So most people listening to this do not have rehearsals for dance performance. But a lot of people are trying to, like, get in shape and get motivated mm-hmm. to get to the gym. What are like the things that you know you need to be your best physically? Like, do you need 8 hours of sleep? Do you need to drink a ton of water? Like, what are your like, this is what I need to do my best?
You need rest.
Okay.
And that's what I'm lacking a little
okay.
bit.
Yeah.
Honestly, it helps because you're able to like refresh your body, you know? Mm-hmm. Water is
yeah.
a big, 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 big,
yeah.
big thing. Just so you can like... You could stay up. Like, I know, like, I have bad asthma.
Okay.
So I need water all the time, even, like, in rehearsal to keep going and everything. Because then your body is slowly going down. So it's also, like, eating healthy.
Yeah. What do you eat? Do you eat super healthy?
I don't eat super healthy.
Okay.
You know, like, I dabble here and there. But I do have, like, a good diet, at least, like, you know, with vegetables and stuff like that. Things are going to keep my energy going.
Okay.
Like granola bars or I get like trail mix from Whole Foods.
Okay.
And that like gives the
like
energy.
Nuts and
yeah,
seeds
the nuts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and smoothies.
Okay.
It keeps you going
okay.
for rehearsals because you have a long day.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But it's really something that everyone should think about, rehearsal mm-hmm. or not, because like our bodies are machines and we have
yes.
to give them good fuel to
yes.
do what we need to do and be
yeah.
alert and active.
We have to take care of it or it slowly goes down.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Are eating disorders something that are as prevalent as they seem to be in mainstream media in terms of like in the dance world?
In a way, yes. I have met people that do, because again, they're trying to fit that stereotypical type of like, you know, my body has to look a certain way. I need to be skinny.
Yeah.
And it's hard because you have to fit the costume, you know? They're not going to make new costumes, you know? And it sucks. It's
yeah.
so sad because they're like, we don't have time for that. You have to fit that aesthetic of the last person that's in the company.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's interesting.
And that is hard. I haven't gone through that, but I do know people that have. And I think it's a really big thing in the ballet world, though,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And do you think it's something that also affects Black women? Because I feel like there's a stereotype almost that eating disorders do not affect women of color, but obviously mm-hmm. they do.
I totally
yeah.
believe that it does because we're the ones that are getting pushed
mm-hmm.
down, like, you know, and saying that, like, you know, that our body isn't the right look and we have to look like that girl that's in class next to us.
Yeah.
So we feel as though we have to change our body,
yeah.
which is really, really, really hurtful. And there are kids out there that are like, okay, well, that means I need to stop eating. Like, I can't eat anymore. But you can't do that, especially being a dancer.
You
like,
can't.
You need to
yeah.
eat, you know? And that's just for anybody. You must eat,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I don't know. It's just, it's really sad. It's
yeah.
sad. But it is a big, it's a big thing.
Yeah. And speaking of, like, I guess the less glamorous parts of dancing, mm-hmm. I know that point shoes take a toll on your feet. Like blisters, blood.
Yes, bunions and all.
Everything.
Losing toenails.
Losing toenails?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So is that just something that comes with the territory and you just accept it from, like, day one?
From day one, yes. Okay. Some started at, like, 9 years old, which I did as well, so... You just deal with it. It's like the life of being on a point shoe. Like, that's what you get.
There's no changes.
It's what you're signing up for.
Yeah.
It's not pleasant. You could feel the floor. It's just, that's how it is.
Wow.
Yes.
I remember reading a Beyonce interview and they asked her if there was anything about herself she didn't like. And she was like, I don't like my feet because, like, I used to dance a lot and like, I don't have beautiful feet. And I'm like, Beyonce,
the dancer feet.
Shut up. Like, one, like, you're perfect.
Right. Yes.
But is it something you're self-conscious about or it's, comes, oh, you are. Interesting.
I am, yeah. Because we call it dancer's feet.
Yeah.
And they're not so pretty, you know.
But they're like, they do so much.
They do so much. You get the splinters and the blood blisters.
Wait, why are you getting splinters? Oh, from the bottom
from
of the point shoe?
Yes. Well, from the point shoe, you lose, like, your toenails and, like, your bleeding and everything because you're literally on top
of your
toe. Like, your whole body is being held by your toe. But also being, like, a modern dancer, you're getting splinters. So I'm getting that from being at Ailey and, like, blood blisters and everything.
Gosh. But are you dancing on wood?
No, it's so Marley.
Okay.
It's just... Our feet are soft, but as dancers, they get hard, so they're ripping a lot. But it's good for us.
Yeah,
because
you need
in
that,
a way, we need
that protection,
that protection and be able to turn and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
But they're not pleasant at all. Our feet do not look cute. Not at all.
I didn't know you guys were losing toenails.
Yes, all the time.
Wow.
Yes, it's that pressure. Like you're like killing like the nail, you know? Like you're
hitting. Is that good? Is that healthy? I mean, I guess there's no,
It's, I honestly feel like it's probably not healthy for us to be a dancer. Like the things that we do,
you know,
that's not normal.
Yeah.
But we know how to do it correctly, you know? And so that's why we have those doctors out here that work with dancers.
Okay.
So like you could get an infection, you know, but you have to treat it correctly. So that's why we have like dance injury classes and like you learn, like you go to physical therapy and stuff. So like they teach you what you need to do if like something like that happens.
Got it.
Yeah.
So when you go out at night with your friends, do you wear high heels?
Yes.
Okay. So like the pain is just part of your, I'm numb from the ankle down.
Yes. And I remember last week I was talking about this with one of my friends and I was like, I see normal people in heels and they're like, oh, my feet hurt, but they can still do it.
Yeah.
But it's like I'm in a point shoe. Like that pain is like even worse because I'm used to being on my toes every day. So to put heels on, like I just feel like I'm up on point, on relevé, like the whole entire time.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But it's kind of easy in a way because we're always like up on our toes and it's like you're up on relevé, so it's not too bad.
Yeah.
And you know, your foot and your leg looks good because you have that line on like in your heels and stuff.
I feel so guilty that I've like kind of given, I haven't given up on heels, but I can't. I'm it's so uncomfortable. But it does look really good.
They're good, yes.
It does look really good.
Yes.
Are there any like specific dance exercises that you feel like are good for just non-dancers to do to get more of like a toned dancer's body?
Actually, floor bar, which I'm loving right now.
Okay.
It's like Pilates in a way and ballet, but more on the floor.
Classes,
yes, it's amazing because you get to find like your center.
Yes, your core.
Your core.
Yeah.
You're able to tone your legs and to learn what not to use.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to build that muscle because you're not a guy. Because guys
you don't
can't
have bulky.
Bulky, yeah. And so floor bar really, really works on like just toning your body, starting on the floor before you stand up to go to the bar.
Interesting.
You know?
Interesting.
And a lot of non-dancers take floor bar and they love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
I love bar. And one of the things that my bar teacher, I took bar this morning actually, she always talks about like an internal corset. She's like, you want to zip up your internal corset and like knit your ribs together. And now I'm so much more conscious of like keeping my belly button to my back and like all of these weird internal things that happen in this area that dancers probably think of all the time.
All the time, yeah. Because you don't want to walk out and just be like relaxed and like, and it's also for like women, like you want to have that line and just to look long and tall, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, and floorball definitely works with that as well.
Yeah. So do you, do you ever do any other types of dance, like hip-hop or?
Yes.
Okay.
When I moved out here, I really started getting into other styles, like contemporary jazz.
Okay, cool.
I did hip-hop. I'm really into heels, like Afrobeat stilettos and just like heel classes, period.
Fun.
I love, love taking
heels. That's so hard.
It is. It is.
Do you have like added respect for like a Beyonce when you see her just do her whole thing in heels? Have you seen her live?
No, I haven't. But I could see it. I already know. It's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. I think also just being a technical dancer, in a way, it's a little bit easy because we have those the line and the stamina and just able like to be grounded, to hold ourselves up. So it gives us that extra step.
Yeah.
But I love it. Even I'm taking musical theater right now at my school. And I'm just like, how can they sing and, dance at the same time? Because we're learned, like we're taught to like hold everything up, like, you know, and it's like we're not really breathing, but you're not breathing from your stomach. But when you're singing, you need to like let loose here, but we're taught to hold.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm just like, how? So I'm knowing like Beyonce is just like,
God.
Whole time, like, how can you do that?
I don't know how she does it.
Yes.
And what about your hair? You have a beautiful, it seems like you have like mini twists that are very versatile. They can go up, they can go down. Mm-hmm. Do you try to keep your hair in styles that are like low maintenance and you can work out a bunch?
Yes. So I love having my hair natural. I have it in small, like tiny twists right now.
So pretty.
Yeah, I just love that natural look. I'm able to give like a bun, an up and down like look. Because it's hard also being an African-American dancer and, you know, they want your hair in different styles and they expect that quick change from us. And I'm just like, that's kind of impossible with our hair.
Yeah.
So having twists is very, very easy for that.
It's your own hair that's twisted?
Yes, all of this is my hair. Then it goes into my, to a hair added.
So that's a good protective style. Where you can get to your scalp. Because I've tried lots of different protective styles. And I'm finding that, for me, braids are the best protective style. Because I love, even crochet braids are great.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't like when I can't get to my scalp. Like, weaves or, like, anything
all
with
that,
a closure. Or like,
and you can lose hair sometimes from that. Yeah.
Exactly.
My hair definitely grows from this. Yeah.
And has your hair always been natural?
Yes, always. Yeah. It's easy also for being a dancer, you know, just having this. And I love, too, when I heard about Alvin Ailey and I saw a lot of the dancers with twists.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, okay, this is good.
And I feel like a lot of the dancers are bald also. And just like, I feel like that's also like life goals, to be just like so confident in your own beauty as a woman that you just don't have, you know, you don't feel like you need to have hair.
Exactly. Yeah. That was my mom. She's like, do you think you would cut all your hair off? I was like, I don't know.
Maybe.
I was like, I gotta see. I'm like, the future would tell. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, there are those girls that have the twists or they don't have hair. So I'm like, you know, it works. Works both ways.
Yeah. And what about like stage makeup? Do you guys, when you perform, do you have to do like a full face?
A full, like a lot. You can't do your normal, like, you know, little foundation and eyelashes or little mascara.
Yeah.
You have to do the full thing because you have to remember you're in a huge theater and like you don't want to look washed.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So you have to be full. Like your eyes need to be able to like the audience could see that you actually have something.
Yes, like
on.
In the 100th row, they need to see your face. So do they teach you guys how to do that makeup?
No, there are schools I know do have like—
Do you have to do your own?
Yes,
so
you have
to
do
learn?
Your own. Oh, I just learned from a young age, just doing it
just
myself,
watching
my mom put makeup on, you know. And now, which is amazing with social media, people are having the makeup twirls, like, you know, they're like doing all that. So like it's
amazing. Like I'm all for like a full face with a contour and a full beat and a highlight for stage because that's a reason. But when you're just like going to the grocery store and like you're a young girl and you feel like you need all of that, it just kind of breaks my heart because I'm like, people are walking around like that's normal and it's really not.
It's not. And I don't. I cannot wear makeup on a normal base.
You don't need to. You have beautiful skin.
Thank you. I can't. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. And there are girls that do come into class that wear a full...
For class?
Yes.
While they're sweating?
Yes. Full beat face. And I'm just like, I can't do that. I can't.
Do you think it's because they've become used to the way they look with makeup?
Yes. And, you know, some people hide behind makeup. And I can understand that's just something that they go through, mm-hmm. you know, and how they feel. But for me personally, I'm just like, you know, we're all beautiful with or without. Yeah. You know, you really don't need it.
Yeah.
You know?
Are there any good stage makeup tricks that you feel like people don't know about?
Ooh. No, I don't think so.
Okay. All the basics. I feel like everyone knows all the tips and tricks anyway now.
The contour is a big thing. I really just got into that. Yeah. I have a friend that's been teaching me because I was not doing that before. It's so hard.
But it's also like not something that, again, like unless you're on stage, like you really don't need to know how to do contour.
Yeah.
But people act like it's just like a normal everyday, like I'm doing my makeup thing.
Yeah. And if I do, like if I go out with my friends for like cute little like events and stuff, I'll go, okay, let's just do a little foundation. Like the Fenty Beauty and all
love
that. I'm like, I'll put a little.
So this is a perfect transition to the beauty trends that you're loving at the moment or any beauty products that you love. Mm-hmm. What are like your top three favorites?
My top right now is Fenty.
Yes.
Because I used to do all MAC products and now I'm into that Fenty.
Now you're full Fenty
full
girl.
Full Fenty.
What are your favorite Fenty products?
The Trophy Wife, the yellow
highlight. Okay.
That is beautiful and has brown skin.
Yes.
I'm loving her pink lip gloss, sorry.
Oh.
The pink, it's like a shimmer pink lip gloss.
Oh, I haven't tried that one. I've tried the gloss bomb, which
is
incredible.
Yes.
Oh, is that the same one?
Yes, it's the clear one and then there's a pink one,
pink,
like a lighter shade of that.
Nice.
And that's really good. And then she has the sticks of the contour stick
I
as
have
well.
The sticks. And those magnetic.
I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Yes.
I'm loving those. And the foundation is amazing.
It
doesn't look too cakey, and that's what I like. And it like blends in with your skin. And I love that tone, especially for pictures and lighting and stuff.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. I'm on my second bottle.
Really? I'm still on my first. I'm like, and you don't need a lot, which is amazing.
Because
I feel like I was like having to keep going back, and I was going back and forth with liquid foundation and powder figuring out which
Fenty,
one works.
You just need like one layer.
You just need that.
That's it, yeah.
And then Benefit has a eyebrow pen, and it's like you could just go around and click on the different colors. So you have the lighter part of where to put the lighter shade, the darker shade. Then it comes with a little highlighter.
For your brow?
For your brows.
Oh, wow.
And I got in Sephora, and the lady was like, do you have oily skin? I was like, yeah. She's like, this is really good for that. And I told her I dance, and she's like, they won't sweat off. They stay on all day. They don't fade.
What's
and
it called?
Good.
You know what it's called?
It's just called, it's an eyebrow pin.
Okay,
it's just,
you can send it to me later.
Yes, I'll
link to
it
in the show notes so everyone can get into this. Okay, that's amazing.
It's amazing. It's really good. Because before I was using just a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like when I'm like sweating, it comes off. And you might actually rub off.
Yeah.
The pen works amazing.
See, like, I don't even have eyebrows. I was, like, born without eyebrows.
No.
So I did microblading. These are, like,
really? Oh, wow.
These are really never sweating off.
Those
They're, like, permanent.
Cool.
Thank you. But I just, like, had to do it because when you don't have brows and you're drawing them on every day,
it's
too much time in the mirror.
Yes. Especially if one turns out amazing, the other one doesn't. And, like, I always do my eyebrows in the morning, and I, like, try to do a little mascara and, like, a lip to go to class, just something simple.
Yeah.
And so I'm always working on my eyebrows, like, you got to get this right.
Get the
you can't leave
game
out
on point.
Yet. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything else that you love?
I also use rose water.
Oh, I love rose water.
Right now I'm seeing a dermatologist.
Okay.
So I put that on just to give like a nice like glow, you know.
Because, is it a
like,
spray that you use?
Yeah, I use the spray.
Nice.
And I love my matte lips.
Yes.
I love matte lips.
Yes. You have like a very nice kind of cocoa brown on.
Yes,
right now.
I love the brown, like the darker tones.
Yeah.
I
well,
love
who makes
it.
Your lipstick now?
I just get like any brand, like you
just
know, like
a
you
drugstore
just,
purchase.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lipstick, I mean, it's nice to buy like luxury lipstick.
Yeah.
But
it's
they're
nice.
All kind of the
yeah.
same.
Or like I'll sometimes get like MAC, like the purple. My mom loves light colors on me. So sometimes I do a purple or pink and stuff.
Yeah.
And I did like the Kylie Lip Kit.
Oh, really?
Okay.
So yeah, you're probably the youngest guest that I've ever had on. So like, Kylie lip kits, I know they're a huge phenomenon, but mm-hmm. I think she's just not geared. Like, I don't know. There's a disconnect for me there, but I know that.
No, I agree. Okay. I feel that same way too.
Okay.
I just wanted the lips. Okay. I was like, I'm not that big of a fan of her
but,
and all the
like,
way
I'll try
agree
it.
With her stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll try it.
Yeah.
It's good. There's some lips that are good that she has, and some they're very, you know, harsh the matte. But the colors are nice.
Yeah.
Some of the colors for like our skin tone. Like you have to just find the right tone.
Yeah. Cause I also like when mattes are really overly dry.
Yes.
That's the worst.
That's the worst. And then you're like at night trying to get it off and it takes
and it's like
forever.
Sandpaper.
Yes.
So like who do the kids look up to these days? Like who are your beauty icons? Like who do people collectively just like stan?
Well, of course, Beyonce.
Of course.
In a way,
okay.
Everyone loves Beyonce.
She's ageless.
Yeah.
Every generation loves her.
Yes. I love Janelle Monáe and like Solange.
Her.
Like I'm really, really into them.
Okay. So we've got the same.
Yes.
Same icons.
And like SZA. Like, you know, people like them. Like,
I love SZA.
They're like young. Like they want that young like audience. You
yes.
know?
Yes.
So I'm really in them.
And SZA does a good job of being casual. She's super feminine and sexy, but then at the same
yes.
time, she's casual and kind of a tomboy and it
yes.
all works.
And I love that because I'm really into fashion as well. So like I look at them, like I look at those artists to get like inspiration from them
yeah.
because I feel like our age group right now are into what they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And like with social media, we're looking at what you're posting, you know? So we're like, ooh, I want to get this. I want to get that, like that they have, like, you know. So, yeah.
What about beauty trends that you are not a fan of and you're eager for these trends to pass?
Like the camouflage pants, like, you know, stuff like that everyone
it's just been done
wearing.
To death.
Yeah, like some of like the track suits from Fashion Nova
and
like stuff
like that.
I don't know, like
the, like overly sporty, like
yeah.
some of them like almost look like race car drive. I'm
yeah,
like
the,
are
yeah.
you in
I'm
the
like,
pit
is,
fixing
yeah.
a car? Like you need the pants and
right.
the thing and like the visor. It's
yeah.
like a costume. Yeah.
And, like, everyone wears it.
Yeah.
So like the trend goes down. I'm just like, I don't want anymore.
Yeah.
Because everyone is wearing it.
I have noticed that the looks that you put together tend to be on the chicer, like almost like an Audrey Hepburn classic style. It seems like you're not
yeah.
too drawn to like the super trendy.
No, because I want to be different. Like
yeah.
I want people to be like, oh my God, like I would never thought of that in a way, you know? And like that's what me and my friend, we'll just go thrifting or like go to like an actual store like Zara, Topshop and like just put pieces together. We'll just grab things and go, oh, this would look good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know people probably wouldn't like actually walk out in it, but we're like, this is amazing. Like you want to be different. You want to
yes.
stand out.
Yeah.
You know, you want it to be like iconic in a way.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. That's so
yeah.
interesting.
If people are like getting the same stuff, you know,
yeah.
like the shoes, like the Fila's
oh
and
God.
Like stuff
this
like
ugly
that.
Ugly sneaker trend
yeah.
has gone too far. That is a trend that, because
yeah.
one, they're like cinder blocks. And I'm like, you're
yes.
going to twist your ankle
yes.
so badly wearing these.
Yes. And they're huge. And I
they're
see that's
huge.
A thing in New York too. Like
yeah.
the really big platform shoes
ugly,
like that.
Yeah. They're like
yeah.
intentionally ugly.
Yeah. Like the Yeezys, like stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but they're not like the real ones in a way. Like, you know, the ones that like everyone else
the,
like
sock shoe
yeah yeah
trend.
Yeah
yeah that's actually I think that can stay in 2018
yeah.
I don't think we're gonna take the sock shoe with
yeah.
us
yeah
yeah wait what is
it.
What are you in your so okay you're 19 so you were born in 1999
yes
oh my God. What do you guys what does your crew think of Cardi B?
We love Cardi
okay,
B.
Okay, I love Cardi.
But I do have some friends that are Nicki fans, so they're
oh, really?
All Nicki
okay.
instead of Cardi. But I love both of them,
okay.
you know? I feel like they're different.
Yes.
Like, before when people were trying to compare, like, Rihanna and Beyonce, like,
yeah.
I remember high school people were trying to do that, and I'm like, all of them are different, like,
yeah.
totally different. Yes, they're female rappers, but they're not, you know.
You don't have to pit them against
yeah.
each other.
Yeah. But I love Cardi. She's amazing.
Yeah,
she's real.
Incredible.
Yeah.
She's incredible. Competition must come up, though, in your classes, right? I mean, dance is very competitive, yes. And so it's natural to be competitive to people. But mm-hmm. I also know you live in the dorms, so you're with other dancers. Mm-hmm. How do you handle competition, but keeping it in a frame that's kind of healthy for your mental state?
I just try to stay away from it. Like, I know what I'm good at, mm-hmm. you know? And I always tell people, let them be so competitive and rude or act the way they want to act, because it's going to fall back to them, you know? Like, it's never that serious, honestly, to me, to mm-hmm. be that competitive or want to, like, bring somebody down, which is real in the dance world, because, like, really? You want that certain spot or solo yes. or just to be seen. Yes. And it's like, I don't want you to notice me from how high my leg gets up, mm-hmm. you know? I want you to see my artistry, mm-hmm. see me working hard, mm-hmm. not all, like, in your face. And, like, notice me, I'm a teacher's mm-hmm. pet, you know?
Yes.
Like, it's crazy. And the people that I stay with at the dorm, they're so, so chill and nice. And
it's like so much fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun. But there are people there that are very competitive and rude in a way. But, like, you know, they're kind of like, you know, you just don't. You keep it to yourself, you know? Like, you're not going to really show it.
Yes, yes.
You know, just to be nice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I brought Deja's friend, Lindsay Treadwell.
Hi.
On, also a dancer, also 19? 18?
Yes. 19? 19.
Okay. So you guys are both young, beautiful women living in New York City in dorms with other dancers. Yes. I'm very curious. I know there are men in Alvin Ailey. Like, what is the dating dynamic amongst dancers? Because I feel like the sexual tension on stage is everything. And I'm like, does that translate to dorm life? Or do you try to actively avoid dating other dancers?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
It's exactly what it is.
It's messy.
Very messy.
It's so messy.
I would think that it would be great to date other dancers because they understand what you're going through. They get it.
Yeah, but in a way, that's also competitive because it's like they're competing in a way. Right. They think they're better.
Especially because you know? We're all trying to get to a certain place yes. of success. Mm-hmm. So it can just get very messy.
Yeah.
Really?
Very messy.
And there's not a lot of straight guys in the dance.
Yeah, not
and
at
dance.
All.
True. But yes. the straight guys must rack up.
Oh, like they are
you
a
would
mess.
Believe.
Yes.
They probably walk in like...
Like, they're it. They're a mess. Yeah. Especially because it's a small group of them. So everyone's trying to run to them. And me and Lindsay are like,
yeah,
we're like, you can okay. keep that. Like, we're good. We're fine.
So when you guys are, like, out and about and you meet someone who's not a dancer, what do they think your life is like? Like, do they ask stupid questions?
The first question we always get is, oh, is it like Dance Moms?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, my mm-hmm. God.
Or they're like, is that all you're doing? Like, are you doing anything else? Like, or they automatically think you're doing, like, hip-hop or something.
Right, right.
And we're
because
like,
you're black?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we're like, we're technical dancers.
Right.
Like, ballet, modern, all. Like, this is a career. Like, they just think it's like
a they think you're like a background dancer
yeah,
in music
in a
videos.
Way, yeah, are you just like a dancer.
They don't understand how you
like
go
you're doing
to
twerk videos
for.
On
yeah,
Instagram.
Yes, yes. And that's what I got in high school. And I was like coming out here and everyone's like, oh, you're moving to New York to dance? They're like, what? Like just take classes or something? Like not really. I'm like, no, I'm a dancer.
Right. Like professional
yeah,
dancer.
Yeah, professional dancer.
And so do you guys lead with the fact that you're dancers when you're meeting new people? Or do you just say like, oh, I'm a student?
Yeah, we'll say we're dancers, mm-hmm. and I know it gets on my mom's nerves, but I'll usually not say where I go because they'll be like, oh, what's that? And I don't feel like explaining it.
Yeah. I see. But, so yeah. you like hold back the Alvin Ailey.
Exactly.
You wait to drop that until mm-hmm. they've like earned it a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I usually when I meet people, they're like, are you a dancer? They could tell just from our posture. Or, like, the
yes.
way we stand. Like, I get that a
I
lot.
I know. You guys have great posture.
Yeah.
You have great posture.
Yeah. But then also being here in New York, I've realized a lot of people have heard of Alvin Ailey, American
oh,
Dance
yeah,
Theater.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, like, I've been on the train. I have, like, the logo on. And they're like, are you in the company? I'm like, no. I wish I was. Like, one day.
One day. I'll be there
one
soon.
One day.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, for you guys, is making it into the company the ultimate goal?
Yeah,
for me it is definitely.
Yeah.
And how many people are in a class?
It varies.
Yeah.
I'd say about like 30 would be the biggest.
The biggest, yeah. The
and
biggest,
out of that 30, how many make it into the company? Like how many people are accepted into the company every year?
So you can get invited from like off the street.
Yes.
To be in the first company to audition.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you just have more of an advantage if you've been in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
So.
Because they know you. They know you.
It varies from how they're picking from the school or people that they've seen off the street. It's.
Yeah. And it's harder for the first company as well because a lot of them have been there longer. So it's not the company that a lot of them leave every year. Like you have more of a chance in the second company because it's a 2-year contract.
I see.
So that's like the younger company. Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys do for fun on the weekends since you're training so hard and working so hard during the week?
Party.
We'll party, or sometimes the best thing is sleeping.
Yeah. Sleep and party. Is partying for you guys?
Like events. Like
events.
We're
yeah.
Really
no, you
like
guys are so chic.
Events.
You guys are going to events.
Like fashion events. Yeah. Like if my like one of my best friends, the one that helps with my Deja on Point, like
yeah.
He internships with like Paper Mag. So like he meets a lot of people
Paper
that
has all the best friends.
Yeah, like he meets people or like, has friends. So then I'm like, oh, all of us should go like to okay. Little parties.
Okay.
If people from Ailey want to throw like nice parties and stuff, like us kids. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are like on the events tier.
Right.
You're not going to like house parties to hang out with people.
Yeah.
No. Do you guys hang out in Brooklyn?
No, we've been saying we need to venture out more though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are like young and soon you'll have IDs and you'll be like Lindsay, I heard a bunch from Deja, but anything for you in terms of like feeling like a need to conform to the pressures of what a dancer is supposed to look like?
Yes, I do feel that pressure a lot, mostly because in dance, it's not always about building you up. It's about telling you what your weaknesses are.
Mm.
So you always hear what you're not good at, and you don't really hear about what you are good at. So that's always on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are hyper aware of what you're not good at?
Very aware. Yeah. Very critical of ourselves, too.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And is that kind of always in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to take a compliment.
Yeah.
Really difficult.
That's true. It is.
Huh.
Yeah. Because you're constantly like bringing yourself down and you're like, this is not good enough.
Right.
Because you're used to.
Because the instructors are telling you constantly what you need to work on or like lift your leg higher.
Yes.
Right.
Bend deeper or you were.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you have different teachers. Like we have different teachers. Mm-hmm. We never have the same teacher. Like every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you could hear something good, but like the other teachers sound like,
bring it down the next class. It's so great that you guys have each other as friends to talk about this stuff because it makes a world of difference having just someone else that you can be real with and just be like, okay, all of this isn't that important. This is what is. How did you guys find each other and become friends?
Actually, we were not that close last year.
Really?
Really?
Okay.
And,
were you guys competitive? Were you guys
We said like a couple words to each other.
Yeah, we would say a few
things.
Like
cool. We were cool.
Okay.
We were cool. But this year, we just started noticing that we would think the same things, feel the same things.
Yeah. Everyone was like, you guys are just like, we realized that we had a lot in common.
That's cool.
A lot, yeah.
That's cool. So you guys are like together all the time.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Everyone is, it's a package deal.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so cute. That's so great.
Exactly.
It's so important. Like, the older you get and the more like you guys will be in New York, things will change, but it's so great to like hold on to female friendships. It like makes me so happy to see.
Yes. Like you find like, I honestly feel like me and Lindsay have been friends for so long.
Yeah.
Like I found my match. I honestly did. And that's, it's nice. Cause like you come out here for that. Like you want to find that person you can lean on to, or is going through the same things or that can like build you, because like we have rehearsals together, so we could tell when
someone's about to break
and you check in with each other.
Yeah, we go to the corner,
it's a look
and it's like, I'm here, I understand, I got you, like it's okay.
Wow. Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, this is my last question. I'd love for you guys both to answer individually, but when do you feel most beautiful?
I'm Lindsay Treadwell, and I feel most beautiful when I'm on stage. That's when I feel most confident also.
I'm Deja Poole. I want to say the stage as well, but I think when I'm by myself and I'm just like, you know, in that space where I can really just be myself and no one else is watching, and I can really think about like what am I doing, why am I here, like, because you're in front of everyone else in that rehearsal space and on stage, and my motto is dance to share, not show. You have to be ready to get on stage and share like your beauty and your love and your joy for dance. So when I'm with myself, that's when I mainly realize that. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, that's a perfect note to end on. Thank you guys so much for coming on Naked Beauty.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.